USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of the Gulf Coast are being drenched again, this time by Tropical Storm Beta, which made landfall on the Texas coast last night. The rising storm surge having an impact on, among other places, Surfside Beach, Texas, where this man says,
so much property lost on the beach, though. It's amazing just in one little storm.
Some parts of the Texas Gulf Coast could see over 10 inches of rain from the storm. Latest efforts to avoid a federal government shutdown appearing to be failing with just 9 days to go. House Democrats have introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include some bailout money for farmers that President Trump is calling for. Senate Republicans say they will vote against that bill once the House passes it later this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Republican chairman of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Panel says Republicans have the votes to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, whoever it is, before Election Day. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying that Democrats' efforts to stop a vote will fail.
It's pretty obvious they want an outcome. They'll destroy anybody's life to keep these seats open. They said they tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh so they could fill the seat. They were dumb enough to say that. I've seen this movie before. It's not going to work. It didn't work with Kavanaugh. We've got the votes.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. President Trump says he'll announce a nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg late Friday or on Saturday. The Justice Department is identifying New York City, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon as anarchist jurisdictions. Earlier this month, President Trump asked the Attorney General William Barr and the Office of Management and Budget to review federal funding for those cities. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration putting new sanctions on the government of Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the U.S. will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And Defense Chief Mark Esper says Iran does continue to engage in aggressive and destabilizing behavior. A University of Georgia fraternity is suspended after racist texts to a student were posted online. But the student wants more action taken. She's calling for the chapter to be revoked and its members expelled altogether. The 20-year-old has been on a crusade to make the campus and community safe after noticing a sorority not practicing social distancing, and she believes that's what led to the texts on a private messaging app. The school called the comments outrageous and offensive, saying the issue is being investigated. Today is the first day of autumn, or fall, if you will, and on this day, both day and night are equal. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. The autumnal equinox signifies the start of shorter days and longer nights in the northern hemisphere and the opposite in the southern hemisphere. Whatever the season, you can always find more out about USA Radio online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.